section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am your host, Andrew, and I'm joined by my co-host, Aaron. Let's start the show by discussing the most recent news. The big news of the week, TNA is moving back to Thursday nights. Aaron, what do you think?
Well, I think this is a topic that we're going to have to spend a lot more time on. So I think that we should devote the time to the weekly segment. However, though, we might as well just go straight into Raw.
Okay.
I got to ask you, one of the first segments on there, Miz pulled out a doctor's note.
Oh, dude, that was priceless. It even said doctor's note on it in the envelope. Yep. And that killed me. I thought that was pretty funny. And then it led to, Daniel Bryan going in there, and he faced Batista, and he looked good. And I think Batista was a little surprised on how well he actually made, well, he made Batista look good. I know that's hard to do, but he actually did. That's what I found funny.
He made Batista look damn good. Mm-hmm. Batista looked amazing, and I think Daniel Bryan, if you give him a couple years in WWE, I think that he'll be a main eventer. I really do, based on his in-ring work. You just got to make sure that he can, have great mic skills as well. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he actually did a move a long time ago. I don't know if you've it's hard to explain what he did, but it was pretty awesome. The backstabber and the, what do you call it, the codebreaker? He did a move where basically he took the guy's arms. He took with his left arm, he grabbed his right wrist, pulled it over so he had his arms crossed. So the guy had his arms crossed and then did the backstabber. Hmm. And honestly, at first I was like, because he did it so fast, I was like, what the? And that was like, wasn't even his finishing move, but it looked gruesome. It was gruesome. And I mean, he's very, I guess what I'm trying to get at is he's very innovative what he does in the ring. And he actually studied, I mean, he worked in Japan. I mean, so he goes and looks at the tapes that they do in Japan. They do some messed up stuff there. And the one thing also, I guess we'll just talk about it in NXT, but there's something in his match they did in NXT that was awesome. But anyways, the whole thing with him getting Batista bombed three times, I thought that was kind of stupid, but I do see the point. You got to give he's the underdog. And I truthfully believe that he will not win NXT. But, you know, what do you think, Aaron?
Yeah, I agree with you, but might as well move on though. But one of the other things too on Raw was Jericho and Miz kind of teased that they would be a tag team. Do you think that this is a good move for both of them?
I think it's a good move for the Miz, but I don't know. I mean, it'll be good for the Miz. I mean, that's the only way to put it. But
yeah, I don't think it'll help out Jericho.
No, it'll actually hurt Jericho. I think that's dumb. I truthfully believe that it's dumb because the only person that's going to benefit from it is The Miz. And I think The Miz really needs to drop the U.S. title. I really think so. And I see him losing it to Daniel Bryan. But, yeah, I mean, they're teasing it. It's going to happen. You know, there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, what do you think?
It's interesting, you know. I mean, I don't know if that's the direction Jericho should go. So, but one of the things I am kind of liking on Raw, you know, after the draft, you know, we do have kind of the newness factor of Edge being there and Jericho being there, even though Jericho had been on Raw basically. But Edge being there, he starts this feud with Orton. And it's very interesting to me because Orton has taken this transition in such a way where WWE did not turn him face. WWE did nothing to the Randy Orton character. He stayed the exact same as what he has always been. And then out of nowhere now, he's a face, and he's almost like Stone Cold, you know?
Not like Stone Cold, dude. Stone Cold had the fans behind him, but he had a look of like, I'm a tweener. I'm a 110% tweener. Randy Orton looks like he's a heel still. In all seriousness, every time I see Randy Orton, I see heel. And the thing is,
I agree.
He is a heel.
I agree.
And you cannot have him not be a heel. So he needs to stay a heel and be a heel. They're not letting him be the heel, and that's what I think the problem is.
The thing is, the fans are cheering for him as a heel. That's the thing. He could be a huge heel. He could go and talk about how, you know, Jacksonville, Florida is the worst, you know, city in the world, you know, but they would still cheer him. They still would. And it's, I don't know. I find it really interesting. But I get back to the topic at hand, though, do you think that it is good to have Edge and Orton feuding?
It doesn't.
Really?
See, this is the thing, dude. This is the problem that I have. I think it's good, but it's only going to help Edge. You mean, I think that they need to improve Randy Orton, and you can. You just do little things to improve Randy Orton, and that's what they should be focusing on is Randy Orton, because he is the next big thing. I can't say enough. He is the next big thing, and they need to utilize him properly, and they're not, I don't think. I know they're not utilizing him properly. You can just tell. I mean, the thing is, it's like when, I don't know, like if you look at the Pittsburgh Pirates, they don't know how to utilize them, and they stink because of it.
Okay. Well, I would disagree with you. I do think that they are utilizing Orton correctly. I might have done something a little different, in which case what I would have done is probably had Edge attack John Cena and kind of set up a feud that way, and then have Edge win the title, and then have Orton go after Edge. And I think that might have been a better feud, like a better long-term feud to do it that way. But I think just, you know, I am intrigued by the feud still. I do disagree with you that I do think that it will be a good feud. And I think it'll be a moneymaker for WWE too. I think that that's a feud that can sell pay-per-views. So
are you kidding? No, I'm just kidding. I see what you're saying, and like I do think yes, it'll sell pay-per-views. But like I said, I don't know. Like I think Randy Orton, you have to think long term with him, and I think Edge is more short term because it seems like all he does is get injured. And at least Randy Orton, you know, he's only been injured once that I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah. So what do you give it grade wise?
C minus.
Yeah, I would probably agree with you. I would say C minus because it wasn't D, but it wasn't that good. So yeah,
well, here's my thing, dude. I love Mark Henry. I think he's hilarious because he's one of those guys that like, oh, I'm going to go kick someone's butt. And it's just funny because he has like a smirk on him every time. And like he can't sell to save his life. But for some reason, I always find it funny. And then I can't think of the wrestler that he faced, but the guy with the pants, he has pants.
Zack Ryder.
Thank you, Zack Ryder. And I think Zack Ryder is funny as all get out. And I think he could do something as the big mid-card guy, but you know, like I thought the show was great, like hands down. I think that because Zack Ryder makes me laugh every time I see him because he's like woo 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 and he has the hair and crap, but and the pants killing. But anyways, moving on to SmackDown. Wow, Drew McIntyre is stripped of the IC title.
Yeah,
wow.
And he was fired. Yeah, he was quote-unquote fired. Because he was, guess what he was doing?
What?
You're not going to believe this.
Smoking.
He was beating up on Matt Hardy, you know.
And he was beating up on Matt Hardy, and that's why they fired him.
Yeah. Teddy Long comes out and says, okay, if you don't stop, I'm stripping you of the title.
No, you said it wrong.
He's doing it.
Aaron, what you're supposed to say is, you're supposed to say is, okay, player.
He comes out, he says, okay, player.
Thank you.
And then he finishes it with a player.
Thank you.
Yeah, so they're holding a tourney to crown the new winner, and it's going to be Kofi versus Christian next week. You know, it's kind of interesting that they're doing it. It was a four-person tournament, which isn't a real tournament. You know, I mean, I wish that they would have done something a little bit bigger with it, but whatever. One of the things I wanted to ask you, though, is that Jack Swagger, during the past couple shows and this one, he's been having Swagger facts where he'll just have a quick segment. And he'll say something last week. I believe it was last week. He had a comment about how George Bush was the greatest president of our time, which is, of course, is going to get him a lot of heat, especially in blue states. And so he said stuff like that. Do you think that this is really pushing him to have these segments, or are they boring you?
Boring.
And why is it? Are they boring?
I don't like Jack Swagger. I think he's over.
Really?
I mean, like when he won, I was ticked because I knew that he was going to win. And like for WrestleMania, I just knew he was going to win. I didn't want him to. I mean, I see what you can do with Jack Swagger, but I don't think it's his time yet. I don't think it's his time, and I don't know how to, I really don't know how to put it into words. I just don't see him being a true champion. I mean, he looks like seriously like an IC champion got put in a role that he shouldn't be put in. I mean, that's what I think of him. I see, you know, when he won the ECW belt, I was like, why? Like, even now, when he won the belt, I was like, why? What was the point of that? Why did he need the belt? And it didn't get him over anymore, I don't think. And now he's coming out as more of a cocky guy. He doesn't do his push-ups anymore or anything like that. I just don't get it.
Well, I think the thing is, I don't think that he's a long-term investment for WWE. I think he's kind of a quick fix, and he's somebody that they can probably put in that role for a short term, and even maybe keep him up there in the main event area. Because think about Kane. Kane has always been in main events. You know, he's been in elimination chambers. You know, he's been in you know, fatal four-way matches or a triple threat match for the championship. But he's never the guy to win the championship. And I think Swagger is kind of that person. You know, he's kind of holding the torch for a little bit for somebody else, and then he'll just always stay up there. So, but that's just my opinion on it. So, grade wise though, SmackDown, it actually had some good moments, but I'd probably just give it a C overall.
C plus for me. I think some of the matches were really good, and it was actually a good show. I mean, the SmackDown shows have actually been a lot better. I mean, they've been a lot better. That's one thing I can say. One thing we're going to talk about again for the second time now, Superstars. Carlito and Primo are a tag team again.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I thought they hated each other.
Yeah, well, they had them fight each other, and then the Carlito's like, nah, we're not going to fight anymore, we're going to be friends. And apparently the reason behind it is that they want them to feud with the Hart Dynasty. So the other thing, too, is, you know, I mean, WWE has no tag teams. When you think about it, you had the Hart Dynasty, you had Crime Time, and you had Carlito Primo, which you have them back now. Other than that, though, you really have, like, no tag teams. So right. I think that's what they're trying to do. So
okay, well, are they going to end the feud and get them back to Crime Time, or what are they going to do then with JT?
I don't know. But, I mean, because as you see here, they basically continued their feud or ended it on Superstars, which is their D-list show. You know, I mean, it's their heat, you know, it's Sunday night heat, you know, so
actually, I'm sorry, but it's not Sunday night heat. It's Velocity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is. I think that's actually a better comparison. Much better comparison. So.
But yeah, anyways, moving on to NXT, I guess, as you put it, it's another episode of Double Dare. I'm Mark Summers, now on the Food Network.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but like the first thing they're like, and we have an obstacle course. I'm like, no crap. I did not see that coming at all. Who saw that coming? They're going to do something stupid again. But I don't know. Like, one thing I will say, I'm trying to figure out, do you think these are rigged? The
you
contest?
Know, I don't know. Like, they have to be. To be rigged.
Here's why. This is what I was doing. We actually are taping the show a little bit later than we thought. This is what I did. Remember when they did the whole bat spin thing? Each ref had a some type of watch that they were checking. And the last guy, because Skip Sheffield almost won. I mean, he was really close. Same thing with someone else had the same thing. They almost won it. I think the last ref told him when to go. Because I noticed that Skip, he slowed down on one of his turns for the bat. And I think he did an extra one. I didn't count it. I should have. But he slowed down a little bit. And I was like, that makes sense now.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, they are rigged, but they've always been rigged in someone's favor. But
yeah, so, well, anyway, though, moving out of Double Dare, one of the things I am liking is that at the very end of NXT, you actually had NXT members basically feuding with other NXT members, and it was actually good. The last 5 minutes of NXT have been better than probably the last 3 weeks combined.
Oh, yeah. It was Darren Young and Wade Barrett, right?
What now?
It was who was it that fought? It was Wade Barrett and David Young.
David Young.
Yeah.
right?
Yeah,
Darren Young.
But yeah, when they started fighting, I was like, wow, this is actually interesting because they haven't been doing this and they need to do this more and more, and they're not. They need to have the NXT guys fight each other, and they started little feuds. I mean, all they have to do is a week or two program, and that's perfect. Because that's all they can do with NXT, and now they're having the eliminations. I'm just wondering who's going to get eliminated. I hope I have an idea, but I mean, I don't want it to be David Tarver, but I mean, who do you think it's going to be?
Michael Tarver, you mean?
Michael Tarver, I'm sorry.
My guess is actually going to be Darren Young. That's who I really think is going to be gone. I think that David Otunga could be gone too. I don't think that they are bringing as much to the table as they could. Darren Young has a look to him, and that's really, I mean, but the look isn't that unique, you know? I mean, he has just this crazy hair, you know, and it's like, who cares, you know? I mean, the other person too, I mean, maybe Heath Slater's gone, because I think that Heath Slater has horrible mic skills, and he, like, whenever he gets on the mic, he reminds me of Matt Hardy 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know?
I think
is bad.
Yeah, and I hope Christian, you know, actually works with him, because I like, he has the look. I this sounds really bad, but like, when a guy has, like, you know, he has the tattoos on each arm, he has like the hair that's almost perfectly red, you know, for all the redheads out there, all those gingers, and he just, for some reason, he just has, and he can work in the ring. So I'm almost thinking that he could do something, but he needs to work on the mic skills, and that's what. You know, if I'm correct, in FCW, that's what he's been doing. He's been working on the mic skills, which is what he needs, thank goodness. But I think he needs more of it. I actually think he needs to go to an acting, a true acting class in order to get that going for him.
But, I agree with you. So, but that's who I think is going to be gone next week. Okay. So,
I think it's going to be Tarver, unfortunately. But you said that you like Tarver's shirt.
You know, I got to say, the NXT shirt that looks like the NWO shirt is actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I do like that.
Yeah.
Just, but what do you give it grade wise though?
If you could subtract the obstacle course, I give it a solid B. With the obstacle course, I got to give it a C+.
I want to say C-, but the last like 5 minutes, I would probably give it a B, you know?
Yeah.
So,
and you know what doesn't get a bad grade? GoDaddy. If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99. Plus, world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much, much more. Plus, when you enter the code POD149, when you check out, you'll save an additional 10% off your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Summer 6 supply, see site for details. TNA, Matt Morgan versus Inc. Incorporated.
Yeah, kind of cool. They announced it this week. They actually showed Inc. off. You know, as they're calling them, Inc. Incorporated, which of course consists of Shannon Moore, and I don't know the other guy's name, but he was Matt Morgan's partner next week. And they announced for the pay-per-view that these two teams will be fighting, and they don't know who the who Matt Morgan's partner will be for the tag titles. So they did announce that, though. They had some pretty awesome ring work, I must say. And, you know, we're going to I'm jumping the gun a little bit here. But, you know, one of the things I really do like about TNA is the fact that they have tag teams. And, you know, when they threw these two together, I mean, I don't know if they had plans for it or not, but they worked together very well as a tag team, you know? So.
Oh, yeah. And I thought it was really good. One thing I watched and I was just sitting there just shaking my head was the whole Hardy versus Ken Anderson. I didn't think Hardy was I don't know, like, this sounds bad, wasn't going down. I think he's going down because Ken Anderson, he basically was up there in a huge feud and then he got moved down. And then now he's moving down again. It feels that way. I don't know. What did you think about that segment?
I thought it was interesting, but one of the things I've kind of noticed with Jeff Hardy is it just really seems like he doesn't have the love for wrestling anymore. Like, his segment with him, while it definitely was like, whoa, you know, it still kind of seemed a little, it seemed like he didn't go the extra mile, you know? It seemed like he just really, you know, just went out there and then cut a quick promo and that was it, you know? So, but I don't know. I mean, I think that they can have a good match. I think that they can have a good feud, you know?
Right.
So, but We'll see.
One thing, I don't know if you heard him say this. He goes, he said something about, what was it? Something about, what are you looking at, clown? When he was in the suit. And I thought that was funny. Oh, you know what, dude? Yeah. So, yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. I got to tell you something later. But anyways, the three team tag match was awesome. The women's match, it was really good. I was impressed with it.
Mm-hmm. But also the three team, which you had 3D Motor City Machine Guns and Beer Money. That was also awesome.
Yeah, that was very good, too. That was an awesome match. Great match. I like how they're putting on great matches now. I can't believe that the Dudley Boys are doing something good. I'm impressed still.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're kind of... I'm sorry about the Dudleys. I mean, you know, WWE tried to split them up. But they are the type of tag team where they have to be a tag team. You know, I mean, that's it. They have to tag together. You know, they cannot have separate careers. So, correct. You know, they'll tag with each other until they die.
Exactly.
But, I mean, it was good, though. It was still good. So
Eric Young, heel, I don't like it. I don't like
you
it.
You know, he's a fan. It's one favorite. Of those things where you didn't see it coming.
That is true. Okay. All right. I will give you that. I did not see that coming at all.
But. Well, you know, what's the point? And you'll get an explanation of, well, you know, Kevin was teaching me a lesson, blah, blah, blah. This is where I belong, blah, blah, blah. To be honest, I think he's actually losing steam because of this. Because I think him having Kevin Nash turn on Eric Young, I think made Eric Young a little bit bigger of a player. And I think him turning heel brings him down a little bit more.
Yes, so. Yes, very much so. I don't agree. I don't agree with this heel turn, but you know, I don't agree with half the heel turns that happen.
Yeah. So what do you think about Desmond Wolfe? Desmond Wolfe was in the main event against RVD. Do you like Desmond Wolfe?
I like Desmond Wolfe. I don't know why. I like him, but he shouldn't be wrestling Jeff Hardy. I'm sorry, not Jeff Hardy, but RVD. I don't think he should be wrestling RVD. I really don't think so. But mm-hmm. You know, I'm not booking this stuff. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's great that he came to the main event, and I'm happy for him because it, you know, if they were doing it as a test, if they were just saying, hey, we're wondering how the fans will react with him in the main event, I agree with it if that's the reasoning. But if they're just trying to pick someone that, like, hey, I wonder who we can have lose to RVD this week. If that's what they're planning on doing, I don't like it. But I guess time will only tell on this one. Other than that, dude, I was really happy with TNA this week. I'm going to give it a solid B. Solid B.
I think that they've just been, you know, they've kept a strong show for the past few weeks. I got to give it an A-. It was just really good. So
But, it could be that good. Yeah, I agree. I mean, they've been actually doing really, really good shows. I'm happy with them. Mm-hmm. Very happy. But anyways, let's moving on. We have, what were you watching? The opening Batista Sheamus promo versus Anderson Hardy promo. Going to go with Anderson Hardy. What do you think?
Same here.
Batista Daniel Bryan versus three team tag match. I'm sorry, but I'm a mark for Daniel Bryan.
You know, this is one for me that it's a channel flipper, and I would be flipping back and forth constantly. Mm-hmm. So I got to give this a toss up for myself.
And then the main event, you got Cena, Wade Barrett, and Jericho, the promo versus RVD, Desmond Wolfe, and Sting promo. This is a tough one. I think on this one, I'd have to go with WWE.
And see, I did RVD and Desmond Wolfe just because Wade Barrett versus John Cena, you know, don't really care about that. So I don't know. I mean, I would say this week I got to give it to TNA. So that's
yes,
6-3.
TNA
again.
One thing, by the way, I don't know if you realize this, during this was I jumped the gun on this one too. But did you hear what Jericho called the people there?
What now?
He called them the Chuckleites or
Troglodytes.
Yes.
Yes, he called them troglodytes, and I turned my head going, what?
Exactly. Like, I couldn't stop laughing about that. I was like, oh, C-Lab.
Yeah, who calls somebody a troglodyte?
Exactly.
So, let's get into our weekly topic. You know, as we announced, the biggest news of the week was Impact moving to Thursday night. And I had three main points I wanted to touch on, you know, wanted to ask you, which is, do you think that TNA should have moved to Monday in the first place?
Yeah, I think here's why. I watched Raw. Oh, man, that just sucked. All right. Impact, watch it. That was all right. But the thing is, I think that you can see which one's better by going head to head. Because then you're like, would I rather be watching this segment or this segment? And truthfully, as we've seen now, TNA has won. And the thing is, you know, TNA, 6 out of 9 weeks, we would have been watching TNA. Yeah. I mean, in all seriousness, I think it's helped TNA. I think it's hurt the WWE in all seriousness because, to me, it showed flaws in their product. It shows that they need a complete revamp of everything they're doing. As in, like, they need to get rid of some creative people and get new ones in and start all new storylines. So,
yeah. Now, what I think is, I think that they shouldn't have moved to Monday so quickly. And I know they had that one Monday show, which was a test to see what audience they would get. And I think that that's fine to do that. And it's fine to have, like, maybe a special on Monday or something like that. But I think the problem is that they moved to Monday, I think, too prematurely. I think that they should have waited. It looked like it was a good time to move, especially since, you know, during the February, you figure is when they move, because people are going to be inside watching TV. They're not going to want to go outside. So, you know, you don't want to move. They're not going to move within the next 6 months. They won't. There's just no way.
Correct.
But I think that one thing, though, is that they've moved time slots 3 times in 9 weeks. In 9 weeks, they've moved 3 time slots. That's hard for a fan to really pay attention to, you know? I mean, if you're a casual fan watching wrestling and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, hey, I'm going to watch TNA. It's on, Monday nights from 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time. You're going to watch that. And it's like, oh, that's cool. Oh, wait, guess what? This week now they moved it to 8 o'clock. You know, mm-hmm. It's going to be 8 to 10 now. And now they're moving it to Thursday, 9 to 11, you know? So I really
it sounds like Family Guy on Fox.
Yeah, exactly what I thought. Exactly what I thought of. So, but the other thing too is that they're not going to have any live shows now because they're going to tape their shows on Monday and Tuesday, and so you're going to find out what happened on Thursday's show that Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you think about that? Do you think it's smart to not have any live shows?
No, I think you need live shows. In fact, what I would love to see them do is do a pay-per-view and then every following night have a live show. You know, mm-hmm. I think that'd be great. I mean, they could even tape it early. I wouldn't care, but I think it'd be great if they had another show, you know, have the show on Monday. But, you know, I understand their point. You know, they're going ahead and just having the show move back to Thursday, which I think is a dumb move, but, you know, whatever. Some of us watch, you know, have to watch Grey's Anatomy.
God.
Anyways.
So.
So, yeah, no more live shows for TNA, which is sad, besides their pay-per-views. Sad.
Yeah.
Very sad. Anyways.
And I think that one thing, though, you know, I mean, I want to say is that I think that you and I are both in agreement that if TNA stayed on Monday nights and we didn't have DVRs and, you know, we channel surfed, I think that most of our time we would have TNA on. I think that's what we would be watching because yeah. I think that TNA, I think that they have right now a far superior show because they have a lot of great talent. And I think that I really think that they can make a, you know, pardon the pun, but I think they can make an impact on wrestling. And I think that they're the ones that can do it. So,
well, not really an impact. I think they can improve wrestling. I think anytime you have a show, especially on like a cable network, not like HD Net with Ring of Honor, but with Spike TV, or even if you put them on like the freaking TLC, the Learning Channel, even if you were to put them on there, it would still make a difference if it was just a wrestling show. And I don't know. It's just sad. To me, I actually see negative things by them moving back to Thursday, and I think they'll have some problems. So anyways, but well, you know, that's all the time we have this week. First off, I want to say thanks to Aaron for coming on the show and doing it. This is our, 12th show now, right?
11th. Well, 12th show, yes.
We've 11th done 12 episode. Shows, but it's the 11th one. This is number 11. I want to say thanks to all the feedback we're getting on Twitter. You can follow us at offthemark86. You can follow me. I'm at ahughes86, and you can follow Aaron at aphughes. You know, we've got a lot of feedback lately. I've been noticing we've been mentioned more and more, so I think that's kind of cool. I also want to say, of course, thanks to our fans and everyone who downloads the show and listens to it. We really appreciate it. And I want to say thanks to Section 86 for hosting the podcast and 86 Productions for all the editing they do. And until next time, we're tagging out.